Electric cars are great. They're great for the environment. They're great because they don't emit bad smells. They're great as far as running costs are concerned compared to traditional petrol or diesel engines. And as their numbers on our roads grow, they might even be able to become a part of our national power grid each time they plug into charge. Their future role as power plants is something that Professor Graham Towne at Macquarie University's School of Engineering has been looking into through an Australian Research Council project and collaboration with some Danish colleagues. He's on the line to explain a little bit more about this project now. Graham, thanks for joining us this morning.
Hi, Jace.
And so I'm very curious and I'm trying to get it straight in my head, but how does, say, a shopping centre car park suddenly become part of the power grid where a bunch of cars plug in? How does it all work?
Sure. So electric vehicles can be regarded as batteries on wheels. And even today, a number of companies are looking at aggregating batteries, say, in people's garages or homes, and using those batteries to support the electricity grid by storing renewable energy when there's an excess, but also providing energy back into the grid when needed. So electric vehicles can do exactly the same thing, provided they're plugged into the grid when they're parked. And we've been looking at the technology and systems required to enable that, both from the telecommunication side of things, because you need information and communication technology to coordinate all of these things, but also from the electricity grid side, what would the impact be, what would the benefits be, and so on. And one, we've looked at a number of cases, and one particular case is shopping centres, where at least during the day you have a high concentration of parked vehicles, and that's also when photovoltaic energy is going to be most available. So we've been calculating, the battery storage capacity in a shopping centre by asking the question, what would that capacity be if all the vehicles were electric?
Wow, this is really, really interesting. And it's a very topical conversation considering the heat waves that we're having in Tasmania and Victoria and now here in New South Wales and the stress that that is putting on the electricity grids in all of those states. So essentially, it's taking a car as a battery and then feeding the kind of solar and renewable energy stored in that car back into, say, a shopping centre.
Yeah, I mean, the energy can come from anywhere. It could come off the grid as it is at the moment from a coal-fired power station. But also because electric vehicles are more efficient than internal combustion engine vehicles, we've calculated that if all vehicles in New South Wales were electric all of a sudden, we would reduce New South Wales carbon emissions by about 35% or so.
Wow, that's huge. That's incredible. So how many electric cars do we have in New South Wales at the moment, though? Is this currently a realistic situation?
The number of vehicles in electric vehicles in Australia is currently quite low. It's only several thousand. But this sort of thing is happening around the world. In Norway, for example, about every second vehicle sold is fully electric, and that's for a number of reasons, partly tax incentives, but also Norway has a large hydroelectricity resource, and they're rolling out free charging infrastructure across their country utilising that.
Wow. Oh, that would be great to have here in Australia. I tell you what, that would be so wonderful. But I guess it will need the increase in popularity and the increase in sales here in the country. You mentioned before having to work in the telecommunications side of things to run this network. What kind of intelligent networking arrangement would we need here?
Listeners might have heard about smart grids. You know, there's smart in front of everything these days, and it really means the use of information and communication technology in the monitoring and the management of resources such as electricity infrastructure, but it could be other infrastructures like transport as well. In fact, there's a strong link between transport and energy because the transport sector consumes about a third of the energy that we utilise. For road transport, that's largely carbon-based fuels at the moment.
Would people get paid to, I guess, encourage them to feed back into the network, do you think? Would that be an appropriate model?
Yes, it could be. In fact, that's what the Danish group that you mentioned have been looking at. There's about 50 trials of this sort of technology happening in Europe at the moment. And in the Danish case, they're looking at service vehicles. So council or other vehicles
parked
a lot during the day and go out occasionally for specific service needs and things. And in that case, they've calculated that the vehicles can earn about €120 per month by providing these services back to the grid.
I mean, that's a pretty penny. That's nice. I think that's a great incentive.
Yes, well, it's actually, even as we speak, there are companies that are, have businesses around doing this sort of thing, not with electric vehicles, but with stationary batteries. So,
Again,
batteries in people's homes and so on. Companies like AGL and Reposit Power are aggregating stationary batteries and providing services to the grid. And in doing so, the owners of those batteries earn some money as well.
It's an absolutely fascinating possibility and a really interesting project. I can't wait to see if it comes to fruition here. Do we think it'll come to fruition here in Australia?
I think it's inevitable sooner or later. The question is when. And certainly I'd like to see things accelerate here a bit because we have a huge renewable energy resource, and really electric vehicles are symbiotic with that because, as I said, the batteries are needed to really smooth out the intermittency of the renewable energy. And one of the things we're working on is how in fact to do that in the best way.
Well, Graeme, it's been wonderful to speak with you this morning. Unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there, but thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Professor Graeme Towne there from Macquarie University School of Engineering. That article was originally posted on the Lighthouse at Macquarie, which is a fantastic resource if you want to check it out. That's lighthouse.mq.edu.au.